This is CliffCentral.com.
Janice, every now and then we need a good story to warm our hearts. And if it involves a beloved pet, then it's even better. We're going to all prepare ourselves for a lovely session of some warm fuzzies brought to you by Revecto. Janice, can you please tell us a lovely pet story? Or
well,
animal story in general?
I've got so many, I don't know which to choose. But I'll talk about my own little babies at the moment, who are my children. One is Sophia de Formosa, the 20th century fox. And she's a little brockie from the township in Claymont, near Claymont.
What's mixed breed?
Like she's like a little, she's a brockie with, yeah, have you dyed black and tan with little thin legs, and then often they put on weight in the middle?
Yes.
She's one of those with big bat ears. Yeah. And she, now when we drop him, when I am in Pringle and I take people back to the township, she sits in the front seat of the Mercedes Benz, my dear.
Oh,
and she criticizes everybody. She just barks and says, "Excuse me, you, I don't know you anymore." So then there's George Ashley de Villiers. George is a cross Maltese Terrier. I call him Maltese Terrorist because he is. And he's called George because I was doing a production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the time, and George is the main male character. Ashley because that was his rescue name from the Claymont Animal Welfare. And de Villiers because he was the son of a drug addict who was picked up on a Villiersdorp rubbish dump.
Aww.
He stayed a bit of a scavenger and a bit of a chum all his life. But he's lovely. Adore George. And then, of course, there's Toffalux Ganguly. And that's Toffee, and she's an Irish setter, thoroughbred, the daughter of my brother's dog, and she has eight brothers and sisters. And she is called Toffalux Ganguly because she's the color of toffee. I love Toffalux. Her is fattening, my muni warini. And then also Ganguly because I'm a cricket freak. I love cricket. And Ganguly was a very good cricket player at the time that Toffee was born. He was I think he was Sri Lankan, wasn't he? He's either Sri Lankan or Indian. But anyway, Ganguly was a great name anyway.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
And the cat, does the cat have a
The cat was Olive. The cat didn't have such an intricate name. She was Olive. And shame, you know, you've got Mesmutnit Eto. She got kidney failure. And they said, "Your cat's got about 2 weeks to live, maybe 2 months at the most." Yeah. 22 months later, we eventually had to put her down.
She kicked it for 22 months.
She kicked it for 22 months, and she was fantastic. She had a happy life, lovely, loving. Of course, Sophia de Formosa, the 20th century fox, just before we took her to the vet to have that injection, bit her, chased her off the blanket and stole her bed, which I thought was about typical of the chum. That's
very chum.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
very
chum.
So,
I've got millions of stories, but I won't tell them all now. Just to say that I love them.
There's breaking news here, if I can just say, that Sourav Ganguly is an Indian cricketer. Indian cricketer, so though we know that.
Yes, we learn a lot.
Yes. So.
And if he was Indian, because the Indian cricketers are the chaps they are, he's probably pretty bloody handsome.
They always handsome, eh? Especially when they're young.
Yeah, yeah.
But have you tried Brevecto on your pets? Do you know what I'm talking about? No.
I have tried Brevecto on my pets, and living in Pringle Bay a lot of the year, we have to make very, very sure that they don't get fleas and ticks on them. Because
it's the best, Janet.
Yeah. Well,
Janet, I said. It's your best,
no,
Janet.
No, that's Susman, darling. I'm humming.
I was so in awe of Brevecto that I've got Janet, honey girl here.
Honey person. Excuse me, not honey man, honey girl, honey person.
Gender neutral.
Yeah, gender neutral. That one.
This animal story was brought to you by Brevecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Brevecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
But just in case you forgot, Janice, Bravecto does a whole bunch of crazy things.
They can swim.
They can swim. Can your dogs swim?
Well, yeah, of course my dogs swim.
Yeah, they love it, eh?
Yeah, they go. The lagoon is their best. Toffee fishes in the lagoon. Mm. And of course, once you've given them Bravecto, they can
swim.
Swim. With this other one that you put on their head,
they're going to wash off.
They can't swim for 2 or 3 days, which is hell to try and keep them out of the water because they love it.
That's awful.
And this, I had a German Shepherd who died recently. And I also with you. I like dogs much more than people. And you didn't say that, but you were hinting. But I love animals. And so she died, and she was very clever, and she performed on stage with me and everything.
Getting a bit emotional.
Not at all. And she loved the sea.
Yeah. Mm.
So every time we were touring, I took them with Kent and
I see the profile picture on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm.
She was like shouldering the waves, going in. And so you know that nothing will wash off because this Bravecto thing is inside the body.
Yes, it's like a treat. Yeah. And then you feed it to the
dogs. They eat them. They just like yumshy, scrumshy, and it's gone, boy. You don't have to force it down their throat.
No, it's like a little toffee.
Yeah.
Caramel toffee.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
I have.
You really should.
Can you see a tick on me, Christian?
No. It seems like they've all fled. I'm trying to do a flea stroke. But it also lasts up to 12 weeks.
Sorry, I got you.
And what's neat is they can still feed their babies. So they can have it while lactating.
Yeah.
And it's okay for puppies that are just a couple of weeks old. So just any age.
Yeah.
So at any point in their life. They can be like, Bravecto it up, yo.
Bravo, Bravecto.
So who, I mean, Bravecto came in a couple of years ago only because of science. So who, before Bravecto, let's go through all your animals. Who was your favorite?
Of my favorite
animals? Yeah, is one of those, I can't say my favorite child.
I have a favorite.
I'm not saying about my favorite now, although I know exactly who it is. But I had a dog called Bambi. When I was a pick.
Bambi is it's a what buck.
Happened? That's why it was.
Is his mum. Okay.
Hey?
Is his mum. I'm doing a Bambi joke. Just keep going.
Okay, no. Oh, yes. All right. No, you remember in Cape Town, there were always those fire posters.
Yes.
With this big eye, midi-bookie-midis.
That depressed me as a child.
No, it freaked me out beyond. I still can cry when I think about it. And anyway, so we at that time when all those were around, we had a Bambi. And Bambi was a brilliant dog. And she lived with me from the time I was in Standard 1, which I must have been about 7, to 4th-year varsity. But my good heavens, when she went, it was
heartbreaking.
I can still. Mm. Then I had a wonderful chap called Dweezil Malteser Malone.
You love to give them.
Is that when double barrels?
Excuse me, they need dignity. You know, they've got to have status. And so, Dweezil Malteser Malone was also a Maltese terrorist, given to me in the middle of a rabies scare when we were doing Arabian Nights in Durban.
Arabian.
Yeah. Arabian Nights.
And Nights.
And I had to try and get this dog out of Natal. I thought, you know, because in those days I used to wear rent-a-tent caftans and hippie clothes.
I don't know what any of those words mean. rent-a-tent caftan.
It's, you're too young, my darling. It's, you know, it was there by the 70s.
Break it down like...
80s, early 80s, and I used to be known as the myopic late Janice Honeyman in a rent-a-tent caftan. Janie Allen once started an interview like that about me. Darling. Keiko Lake Say No.
Keiko Lake Say No, yeah.
Yeah, but so there was Dweezil Malteser Malone, who was my son, and came everywhere with me, appeared in shows. We never thought that a show would do well unless Dweezil had gone onto the stage and done a quick pippy on the
curtains.
Was he
like the good luck charm?
Yeah, he
good
was
luck.
Like the mascot, you know.
And that's fantastic.
So this is Dweezil. And I have had many, many dogs that I absolutely adore. And cats.
And cats,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do you have a combination sometimes that they grow up together?
Oh, they absolutely do. All this
that's
thing
my
like
dream.
Fighting with cat and, like cat and dog is ain't like rubbish. Yeah.
They love because each other,
they,
hey.
They love each other.
I could never manage that.
Yeah, no. You must try.
Yeah, but how do you do that from childhood together
little,
or
yeah,
what?
Kitties, a kitty and a puppy.
Oh.
Because I love cats for their little eccentricities.
Yeah, yeah.
But a dog for love and loyalty, a cat for the bitchiness, I think.
Yeah, and snobbishness. And yeah. Excuse me, I don't need you. And
yeah.
And don't see them. Me as codependent, not me.
And when at last it goes brrr, you feel so wonderful.
Feel honored.
Oh, you feel honored. It's such a lovely sound.
And then there's
sound.
Also that thing of the cats with their
the kneading.
Oh,
the
oh,
kneading.
Oh,
my old dad in a plek wat biggie serious. He's always
yeah.
right on the sensitive.
But
it's
when
so
I
precious.
Need you.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you need me. Don't sing, Janice. Don't sing. Don't sing. Please don't sing.
This is CliffCentral.com.